Aludra the Mage here, and you're listening to Geek Bebop. With me is Link Theris. Hi, Link.
How y'all doing?
And also Kephis.
Hey.
Hey. When did this become the episode of, like, Happy Days?
Hey.
Way to go, Fonzie.
Yeah.
What have you been up to this week?
Well, what have I been up to? I was at the Diablo 3 release event, Nervine. That was actually rather interesting and
so
fun.
So lucky.
I got to run into a couple of guildies. I got to meet a couple of the devs. I got to meet Greg Street, Ghostcrawler. And no, he didn't nerf me yet.
Not yet.
Though the one thing about it is that I know. Well, yeah. Yeah, we won't even mention about the hatred towards paladins and Blizzard. But anyway, one thing that I was kind of amazed because I didn't realize, because, you know, you have these visions of, like, you know, these developers being larger than life, like big, giant people. And Greg Street's like 5'3". He's like, midgets! But anyway, he's a little person. It's
that,
like, look
me
at the Irish. He's
one
so
star
tiny.
Reviews from little people. Ladies, folks, we're talking about gnomes, okay? Don't be
gnomes.
Offended if you're...
Send all hate mail to aludramage@gmail.com.
We're, yeah.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Well, besides that, I ate a fantabulous chili dog today. So good, I still feel it in my throat.
Oh, that's not a good image. That's gross.
True, but it was so good, so tasty. It's a flavor that keeps on following and going. And
okay,
going.
That's enough. Ew.
Well, okay, Miss
such
Smarty
a
Pants.
Boy.
Thank you. Last I checked out my pants, yes, I was. Well, besides that, what you been up to, Aludra?
Oh, me? Well, aside from gaming, you know, because Diablo 3 rules, I've been so busy over here. And not just with the gaming, because, you know, that it steals your hours. But I've been working a project for another podcast. It was huge, and it was massive, and I had 3 weeks to do it. And I still had it done 5 seconds before we started recording that show. And I felt really terrible about it, but I got really good reviews on it, so I'm thrilled.
Aludra, the queen of the procrastinators.
I was not. I had to listen to like 50 podcasts to get it right.
Sucker.
Oh, I know. Oh. I know. It was, and then I had to hunt down 15 of them. So, it was a logistical nightmare. If I had known it was going to be so difficult, I wouldn't have blithely gone, "Hey guys, and I'm going to work on a project because I love you. I love you. Don't get me wrong." But oh my God. And then it's just summer, you know, it's coming. And, I've mentioned before, I have children. And so the end of the year is the busiest time because they have field trips. And they have projects, and not just little projects, not nothing like, oh, I'm writing a paper. No, my son had to do a reenactment of Ellis Island this week. How do you even know what I know. It was so involved, and then now it's field trips, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, populace of Westeros, summer is coming. Are you prepared? Summer is coming.
Exactly, that's been my joke. Summer is coming. And
summer
I was like, no,
coming.
no, it's winter. I'm like, no,
prepare
it's
to
summer.
Kiss your money goodbye.
Yeah, and all my gaming time, too. What about you, Kef?
This week, well, ladies and gentlemen, this guy has been waiting 12 years for what has happened this past week, and about 26 years for what else happened for me this week, because this week I finally moved out of my home with my parents, got my own apartment, which was super exciting, and then... on the same day, Diablo 3 was released. So, Tuesday afternoon.
Gosh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Kephis.
Hold on. Wait. I've got this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. I love you.
Oh,
yes. So
standing ovation.
You're
I
wonderful
know,
audience.
I know.
Thank you, virtual crowd out of nowhere, for cheering Kephis on.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, Kephis, as a formerly single guy back in my 20s, I give my kind of expertise and knowledge onto you. Remember, don't live in your own filth.
Yes.
Do not build a nest of old newspapers and underpants.
Yes.
Oh.
And pizza boxes are not suitable as furniture.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
If you can avoid these great things and remembering to shower every once in a while, you'll be okay.
Every once in a while? Oh, I can. Yeah, we'll see about that one.
Foul.
Just kidding. So Tuesday comes along, and I'm up. I live on the second floor, so it's about seven trips seven different loads of furniture and whatnot up and down
for
these stairs.
For a visually impaired guy up and down
stairs. For a visually impaired guy. It's great. here's the crazy part. I spend all day doing that, and I haven't really got to play Diablo 3 any because, you know, Monday night was, oh, the game is released on Pacific Standard Time, and I live on Eastern Standard Time. So I wait till 3 a.m. to play this game. And then we get the famous Error 37, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit. But, so Monday night I don't get to play at all, or Tuesday morning I guess it would be. Tuesday afternoon I am moving furniture, and then Tuesday night rolls wrong, and I am so tired, and guess what? I didn't care. You can ask these guys. I was up till 6 in the morning, my time,
playing. Yes, you were.
Tuesday was the biggest day of my life, ladies and gentlemen. So I am on cloud 15. Actually, I'm level 33, so I'm on cloud 33 right now in Nightmare, and it's been a great week. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Yes.
The great, great ability to know that you can play completely naked, yes, in your own exactly. spots.
And you can do podcast shows and completely naked, but that doesn't have anything to do with...
Visuals!
Mind bleach!
Okay, just so the audience knows, we are not webcam chatting, and I'm suddenly extremely grateful for that. Skype is
listen to your man.
Webcam
now back
free.
To me.
Skype lack of webcam, I salute you.
All right, and that pretty much sums up what tonight's topic is, guys. No, not naked webcamming, but Diablo 3.
I was kind of looking forward to naked webcamming. Oh,
no. That'll be in a future Diablo show 3. Once we get the stream going, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Oh, and Aludra doesn't own a webcam, so it's all you guys all the time.
I don't own a webcam, so I'm safe there.
I'll link. All right, guys. So, Diablo 3. Tonight's topic.
Yes.
Oh, OMG, the return of the terror. Oh, the terror is so cute and cuddly. I love it.
You see, you say return, but for me, this is my first Diablo game. Yeah. Uh-huh. We go back to Aludra's weird childhood where girls did not play games in my family. Why would you want to play a game? No, no. You are a future woman. You need to learn to cook poorly and sew poorly and...
yes, because we all know about your crazy, dumbass mom and how she's like, no, you will never do this, blah, 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 blah. You need to fulfill all these stereotypes I have built up into my head for you. You're lucky you have an education and can read.
Hey.
Pretty much.
You know what? Mine were psycho-religious, and when they found out I was playing Diablo 2, they forced me to take my disc and break it in a million pieces and swear I'd never play it again, which I... clearly lied about. But, you know,
did you even need the discs back then? I mean,
yes, you did.
Couldn't
actually.
You like save it onto the drive? Oh,
no,
okay. I wasn't sure about the timing.
Okay, so let me get this right. Okay, I played Diablo 1 back in when it was first released. It was actually like one of the first PC games I actually played on my very first PC game I actually built from scratch. I never got into Diablo 2 all that much just because at the time I just didn't have the time. And here I am back in the fort with Diablo 3. Kephis, what's your history with it? You know, did you play Diablo 1 or is it mostly Diablo 2?
I played Diablo 1 very briefly. Since it didn't have multiplayer, I didn't really enjoy it as much. But I did play it while I played around the time Diablo 2 came out because...
No, I have to disagree with that. Diablo 1 did have multiplayer. Horribly, horrific, miserable player killer griefing multiplayer rife with hacks and cheats and jerks.
Well, let's put this way. When I played it, there was nobody else playing it because Diablo 2 was out. So, yeah.
Well, to be fair, I now own Diablo 2 because I bought it. And and right
look
there.
At me. I
the USB also includes full versions of Diablo 2 and Diablo 2 Lord of Destruction.
And no Diablo 1.
No.
Fail.
Let me give you guys an idea of how long we've been waiting. I am 26. I received Diablo 2 as a birthday gift on my 15th birthday. That's how long we've been waiting for this game to come out. And that was when it was the Battle Chest. That was when I got the Lord of Destruction expansion at the same time. So think about that just for a minute.
It's been a long and storied past and how this game was supposed to be released. And it was first announced like 10 years ago. And the machinations and the Blizzard North guys leaving and finding their own thing and having to start the game from scratch again. Didn't they start from scratch like a couple of times, if I remember correctly?
Yes.
But hey, you know what? Finally, let's all stop talking about the past. We got the game. What do you guys think?
One rule, though. If we're going to talk about anything in the past, we need to do it in Deckard Cain's voice because that's the way it needs to be done.
Oh, well, luckily for us, we don't have to do much about Deckard Cain talk. Well, first, the issues that we talk about. Oh, the beauties of Error 37 and Error 3003.
Okay, first off, if you really expected everybody to get in immediately at a game launch, then I want to live in your world because it's got to be filled with cotton candy clouds and chocolate rain. I mean, seriously.
Colorful ponies and rainbows.
Ah. I know. Oh, I'm, the water is wine and the wine is water. So, honestly.
You have wine water?
I fully expected to not play launch night. What were we doing, you guys? I mean, I know Lank was still at the party until just before the servers let us in.
Well, you see, with me, it's like I was at the party. I left a little bit before the end of it released because I already owned it. Because honestly, the days of me waiting around till midnight to pick up a game are very few and far between. I just did this because it was a special occasion. It was Diablo. So drove back home, got on. I was actually able to log in fairly quickly and actually played for a couple of hours. And they said, oh, this is great. This is cool. It was a little laggy. It would get a crash whenever you tried to create a character, but that's fine. What do you expect? First day, snafus. Then I went to sleep. When I logged in the next day, error 37. Error 37. Error
37. So he got his error 37 fixed the next day. See, he error didn't skip 37. It. He just postponed it.
Oh, dude, yeah. I was in vent talking to total strangers, and we were kind of like talking and bonding over the errors you were complaining. We were actually sitting there swapping error numbers. 37, 303, 306, 303, 303. It's like, it was glorious. And it's just like, what you gonna do? First day release. Well, yeah, I wasn't surprised.
You know,
I
went to GameStop, and I picked it up. Because even though I had the digital download, even though it was pre-launched on my machine and all that, I wanted the fancy box. I actually felt this was really worth it. And I don't often feel that way about collector's editions. So for me, this was special. And the line was really long that I was in. It was not a short line. But I was literally in my car, leaving the parking lot at 12:06. And I live so close to the GameStop, I was home not 5 minutes later. So midnight's 10 minutes in, 20 minutes in, and there I am sitting down and logging into vent. And Kef was there, and a bunch of our other friends were there, and we're laughing. You know, I'm just like, whatever, guys. I didn't expect to be playing. Let me put it this way. I didn't expect to be playing immediately at midnight. We all didn't get in except for one of our friends who is sitting there lonely going, hello,
you guys. Waiting for us.
Waiting for us. I didn't know who had it worse, us for trying to get in or him for being the one guy who actually got in the world, sitting there waiting for us all to pop into real life.
Yes, Tatsuki's, I mean, you are a true friend.
He created his character, logged in, and waited for us all to log in.
Oh, yeah.
That's heroism right there. That deserves a medal.
And let me rephrase this one more time so that everybody understands. 12 years we've been waiting for this game. And don't even try to compare it to Duke Nukem, because Duke Nukem is nowhere near as, yeah, it's nowhere near as epic, it's nowhere near as huge as this stinking game is. Send your hate mail to thecafes@gmail.com. I don't care. See, because here's the deal. Yeah, we're not gonna get to play, blah blah blah, errors and all that. We don't care. We wanna play because we've been waiting for 12 years. For most of my life, half of my life, literally almost half of my life, I have been waiting for Diablo 3. Think about that. So first, you know, here we are, errors. And I'm literally just in here, control V, enter, control V, enter, for about an hour. Yeah,
we're all sitting there.
Yeah, and we were having fun. No.
We had our own party going on. Yeah. Come on, guys. It was a blast.
Guys. But,
so here's what we ended up doing, okay? Some of us got aggravated, like, we're just, okay, no more typing, my hands are literally getting tired. Let's open up Minecraft and play for a little bit. So, for about an hour, we log into Minecraft and build a house or whatever, and then come
Aludra
back.
Aludra doesn't have it. Minecraft, so she's the one still hitting control V, enter, because I love my friends. Like, half an hour into it, so it's like, is anybody, like, even bothering to check? We should be checking every few minutes. I'm like, don't worry, I got it.
You know, I was sitting there for a while and finally said, you know what? Screw this all. I'm going to the park.
Right? So once we got in, what did everybody think?
Oh my gosh, what's the deal? I love this game. This is fun.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm in it like every spare minute. every spare minute I've got, you know, I'm running around going, ooh, I'm going to craft something, even though it doesn't really level my crafting, which was a disappointment because I'm used to the MMO theory, you know, you make it, it skills you up. I'm glad that's not the case because I'd still be level one because, I mean, let's face it, these things are expensive to make, but I'm still a little disappointed when it doesn't even tick up one skill point for those boots I made.
No, it's when someone was saying that, you know, to get like all the like the storage slots, it's like 100,000 gold.
No, no, I have everything on the first page.
No.
Open up tab two. To open up tab two, not even open up everything on tab two. To open up the next tab is 100,000 gold. Seriously, the next tab, purchasing the ability, and probably like the first two rows. I don't know this for sure. I haven't earned 100,000 gold.
I already have done it. I've already done it. So you get
for
first
next
two
page
rows.
And two rows is 100K. It's not for everything. Yeah. No. Two rows. And then you have to pay for every two rows again on that page.
Yeah. Let me just put it this way. And this will lead into our next thing we want to talk about. It's nice when you've been playing a game like WoW for so long. And I'm not poo-pooing on WoW because I love World of Warcraft and I love the way the game flows and everything. It's a long-term kind of awesome game. But when you grind out days after days to get stuff and then you might get what you're looking for and it takes forever, it's nice to play a game where you're constantly getting surprised and excited about the loot and the money and this and that and the monsters that you fight. And that's what makes it so addictive, is that, you know, it's constantly rewarding you and it's constantly rewarding with like new content, new excitement. But what I've noticed about that is there is like this culture shock of like people today, like where, you know, when I was a kid playing Diablo 2, it was kind of like before the MMOs started to happen. And I believe, and what many believe, we wouldn't have MMOs today if it wasn't for Diablo 2, right? So,
I can see that.
But then
all this is not new to me, and at the fact that I played it with Diablo 1, and it's expected. It's like you kill a monster, you get loot. There you go, right away. Start getting stuff, buy stuff. It's
Skyrim.
No big freaking deal.
Yeah,
Skyrim. Yeah, it's a Skyrim model. It's just, again, it's the culture shock. So many people have been playing MMOs and have grinded up, and they're like, some of the articles that people have been putting on saying, you know, well, you know, this is a horrible MMO. It's like, it's not an MMO.
No, it's not an MMO.
Yeah, people want it to be more like WoW, and that's like saying, I'm mad Skyrim's not like WoW. I am mad StarCraft 2. I mean, it's an entirely different beast.
Alludra Connect 4 should be like WoW. Let's just say Connect 4 and
Battleship the movie should be like WoW.
Yeah,
WoW. Real life should be like WoW, everybody. We should just grind, kill boars all day and get gold life would be so easy.
Well, this actually touches on a topic that I have with general MMOs and period. And that this is a discussion for another day. It's just that, you know, everyone wants the same thing. Everyone wants to be the same. It should all be the same. Same. There's very, you know, as soon as a game comes out with one kind of feature, well, this game should also have it. So people, you know, players complain about every game's the same,
Want the best things
because
of all
things. That's what you want.
Yeah, people want the best things of everything. I mean, even Penny Arcade recently did a strip about this. Why doesn't Guild Wars and Terra Online have this thing from SWTOR? Why doesn't SWTOR and Guild Wars have this thing from Terra? And why doesn't, you know, why can't I cherry pick each little thing from everybody and put the best parts together? You can't do that because then it's probably going to be made of suck, guys. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
It's probably going to either be made of suck, it's not going
to
work cohesively together.
When it comes
frankly,
down to
I like seeing these unique little bits and bobbles that make the games different. I like the things about Rift that I like about Rift.
Well,
would I like to see
down
them
to
elsewhere?
It,
yeah, but
when it comes down to it, really, people, D3, Diablo 3, is not WoW.
Yeah.
No. You want it to be like WoW? It's not WoW. Get away.
Like saying, hey, guys, why isn't StarCraft like WoW? Where's my central city in StarCraft? Where's my tier gear in StarCraft? Well, you're not going to get tier in StarCraft. Doesn't that just sound ludicrous? Tier gear in StarCraft.
Yeah, and for
it
those of you who
sounds like a bad idea.
For those of you who don't know what Diablo 3 is, you must be living under a rock. Diablo 3 is an action RPG. It's a hack and slash kind
click
of fast paced. Yeah, click and slash. Yeah, actually, you can hold the button down. You don't actually have to click. So yeah, But Diablo 3 is not an MMO because, and yeah, you do quests, you kill monsters, you get loot, but it's a fast-paced action RPG game. I understand, though, that, because, say, in 12 years, everybody, 12 years, I understand why there's culture shock because, A, there's new people, like some people that play, a lot of people play WoW. Yeah, new gamers are on the scene. So, yeah, like you, and people who are younger, you know, but the thing that I've noticed, and you StarCraft, your Star Wars people are going to hate me for saying this, and you Rifters too, your games didn't suck the life out of WoW like Diablo 3 has sucked the life out of WoW in this past.
Oh my god!
Where the heck is everybody in Azeroth?
Where have all the WoW players gone? Oh my god! It's
They're in Tristram right now.
I know. I logged into WoW the other day, and remember, we have a fairly large guild.
Yes,
we had
do.
Like 50 people in total.
Across all 10 co-guilds?
Against all 10 co-guilds.
Out of 7,000 members.
Yeah, out of 7,000 toons, 50 people.
Oh, no. I can top that. So, my real ID, my battle tag, my name swapping system, okay?
I don't even want to look at mine because
I'm very selective
now.
About who goes on it. But I have about 15 people online at a time. I've never seen 15 of my friends online at the same time since the launching of Cataclysm. Wait. Out of all 15, one was in World of Warcraft, and I spoke to her today. And she said, why are you doing this to me? And I said, excuse me. She said, why are you doing this to me? I said, I'd love to know what I'm being accused of. She said, no, you don't understand. You ask me, hey, what's going on? And everybody else on my friends list immediately starts whispering me, honey, you are the only person that anybody knows who is still playing World of Warcraft right now. We all want to know what the problem is and why you're not joining us in the new fun. Everyone's afraid for you. Everyone's worried.
Before you send in your hate mail to Geek Bebop, please understand we are not saying that Diablo 3 is killing WoW. No, we are all excited about Mists of Pandaria.
It's caught our interest, though. Diablo has our interests.
It's for a while, I think, for the next couple years.
Yeah, at least
it gives us something to do while we're waiting for Miss Spendy area to drop. Let's face it. So, you know, I used to be a big sayer that what's the only game out there that can kill WoW? Well, it's going to be another Blizzard title.
Right.
And here we go.
Well, Blizzard said that in our local newspaper recently. They were dumb enough to ask Blizzard, so do you got anything else coming up soon? And the guy went, we have this little project called Titan coming up. And they're like, oh, how big do you anticipate that being? And he's like, honestly, I expect them to be saying, what's WoW? What's Diablo? We're playing Titan. And the fact that he was bold enough to say this out loud, they said, Diablo's going to be big. You're going to love it. Yeah, it made me wonder about Titan, but that's for the future. Again, for the future, guys. Sorry to tease you.
I know, but
derailing the topic is bad.
I know, but it's been an interesting, weird shift. I mean, I hop into event, and I've had now at least on 4 occasions, someone come up to me and kind of complains, like, you need to do something. Well, what do you mean? My raid team is not they're in Diablo. They're not logging in to play in raid. What do I get them to come play? I'm like, how am I supposed to get them to play WoW?
You can't even get out. You're upset about the situation, can you?
It's like, what's with all the nerd rage? You're upset. You don't like it. Go pick up D3 and play with them. It's a game. Get over it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, want me to scroll through my Battle.net friend list that is now 175 persons plus? I have 95 people that I know online at any one time.
Oh my gosh. I was just complaining about 15.
If you don't like it, yell at them. I don't know. You know.
It's, talk this out with your raid team. Don't bring it to us. We can't do anything. I wish we could, but.
No, we can't. It's like, you go play one. No, it's just.
This is so much bigger than the Skyrim thing was, though. I mean, Skyrim. Yeah. Everybody noticed a lull when Skyrim came out, and everybody was like, oh, I have 15 friends on my Steam list playing Skyrim, or I've. You know, a dozen playing Skyrim, and it was like, but they were still showing up for raids. Diablo has kind of taken raiding
no
and gone.
Raiding.
Diablo 3, Lord of Terror, raid boss killer.
Here's the thing about it, and I've already been through normal mode in Diablo 3, and I can tell you that it's fun. Blizzard games, all of them, and I've not been a big StarCraft fan, but I know that people that like StarCraft will play it for years. I've been playing World of Warcraft for 6 years consistently. I've never played a game like that before. The only other game that's come close is Diablo 2. I played Diablo 2 when I was 15, and then I picked it up again a couple years later and went through it again, and then even within the last couple years again, I've gone through it and leveled up characters again, and I could even do it now. Even though Diablo 3 is in my hands, I can still see myself going back and playing Diablo 2 because it is different enough.
I want to try out Diablo 2, so now I have a friend.
Yeah.
I've noticed the trend with me. It's like, you know, I don't play games for very long. Usually I'm the usual gamer, get a game, play a game, beat a game, leave it alone. Never touch it till maybe years later when I get all nostalgic. I mean, I played Diablo 1 for about a year, year and a half. And to that point, it was the game I played the most and the longest until WoW came along. I've been playing since 2007, just to give you an idea. I had never played a game that long and that consistency ever in my life. And I just noticed a thing with just Blizzard games. They suck you in and you're involved and you enjoy them and you play them for months, years on end. Unlike any other game, it's like, just look at me. When was the last time I played Borderlands? Every other game that I played, you know, it's like once I beat it, I leave it alone in the chest.
Okay.
Collecting dust.
Well, let's get back to Diablo 3, guys.
Okay.
The gaming system, you know, the fact that it's an action RPG, not an MMO.
You're right, and it's one of the big draws is that it's action-packed. It's not like, say, in WoW, where it's like sit around and talk for 30 minutes for a boss, go in and wipe out after 3 seconds. No, you hit the ground running.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it just accelerates.
It intensifies as you go. I mean, you know, from one act to the next, and then when you get into Nightmare Mode, which is only the second out of four levels of difficulty, by the way, and each quest, each next thing that you do intensifies through the entire game. It's an amazing pace. And even though you repeat content, like you go into Nightmare and you do the same thing, it's different. I mean, it's so much more of a challenge and you get new abilities. You know, it's a fast-paced game, but it's going to be around for a long time.
It's a strategic game as well. I mean, it's like, yes, dungeon crawler. Yeah, you're killing multiple mobs, but, you know, as the harder it gets, you have to start thinking strategically. You just can't in there and go and just hack and slash and try to beat them up.
Me and Kef were going for the boss at the end of Act 2, and we ran in there. In the same specs, the same everything that we had been playing the game with thus far. And we wiped. And we didn't just wipe. We wiped spectacularly. I am sure there's a ballad going on of the death of Kef the Monk, Leader the Wizard. Because it was a joke. We get out of there and we're like, okay. And we sit down and we respec based upon the mechanics that we now know about the fight. We go back in there. We not only owned made it. The fight look kindergarten easy. I mean, we wiped the floor with this boss. I got achievements for not even being touched. In the fight. he didn't touch me in the fight. And I died like 3 times earlier, and Kef's job was to run over and res me. And
I'll say this, like I said, as it ramps up and you get more and more, you know, involved in the game, let me just profess by saying this. If you beat the game on normal, good job, okay? Congratulations, you get a cookie. Don't come and tell me that you beat the game, though. Okay, if you want to say that you're done here, good. Until you've beat the game on Inferno, you have not beaten Diablo 3. Don't tell anybody you have. You're wrong. Sorry. Get over it. That's the way the game is designed.
Hey, so, to me, I'm going to say I beat normal mode.
You can't you can't even hit max level until you get into the higher levels, until the harder levels.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, so, beat the game, what, like late 20s, early 30s?
I was 31 when I beat
normal mode. What's the maximum level in Diablo
60. 3? 60.
So you're not even halfway through.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Okay, guys. What are some of the things that are wrong but aren't wrong? You know what I mean? Oh. The things that everybody thinks are broken.
The QQers.
I've seen so many things where people are saying the game's broke.
Okay, first of all, I need to go ahead and congratulate the Blizzard fan-based community for once again not disappointing me in their QQ and their utter stupidity with some other moronic trolling posts. Oh my God.
Send all your hate mail to likethereis @gmail.com.
Oh, no, but honestly,
I love the forums. Whenever I have a slow moment and I know I can't log into Diablo, you guys, I'm going to the forums and I'm reading what you have to say about how my game is broken. And I heart you all for not being me so much.
No,
thank you guys.
No.
Everybody listening should try it now and then. Just go read the forums for a bit, get your giggles and leave.
Typical Blizzard fanboy. We love you, but we hate you. Go die in a fire. I mean, that's like,
yeah.
We love this game, but screw you. You suck. It's like, holy crap, man. Chill out, man.
And the entitlement. Yeah, you should make this game the way I want it. And it should be like, wow. It's just awesome.
Someone needs a puppy, honestly.
All of you out there needed to move out of your parents' house this week. Because let me tell you something. You obviously don't have that many problems in your life or challenges. Because if you're getting this upset over a game. And yeah, okay, we've been waiting for 12 years. I know. If you're getting this upset over a game, you don't have enough problems. These, you know, these first world problems that we have around here, just, I'm telling you, they're horrible.
Okay, now the thing that has many people raging, the thing that is making me laugh, because it's actually one of my favorite features of the game, but no, it's actually broken, is that Diablo 3 requires internet. I love that it requires internet. It'd be so easy for me to hole off into my little corner of the world and never interact with you guys. I'm serious. But no, this way I get to see my friends and I get to pop in immediately with my friends. No LAN party required, which is great because, Kef, you're out of state. My other friends are out of state. I can just go, oh, look, quick join, click. I'm in. I'm bugging you. It's awesome.
Okay. I'm about to channel my inner Blizzard fanboy. You know, shouldn't be able to log in and be forced to use Battle.net. I want to play this game by myself because I don't need no friends. Dudes, the game requires the internet. Deal with it. If you have a problem with it, go play Torchlight. Oh, wait, you can't because why? It requires Steam. The horror. You still need to be online.
Yeah, for the record, I tried Torchlight offline mode. Do you know what it did? It didn't save anything I did for the 2 hours I was in offline mode.
Yeah, let's be a little fair, because we're all Steam players. Some of us are Xbox Live players. And we've been through the whole change where before we had our game, we had the option to play in offline. And now, you know, we've been playing Steam so long and we require Steam online to play a lot of the games online. And it is a change. It's like, wow, I actually have to be online to play a game like this. When I played Diablo 2, I played on Battle.net. I didn't play single player because I thought it was boring because Diablo is meant to be shared with other people. Who would not want to take the option of playing with their friends or even a complete stranger and play by themselves? Well, I understand that some people may feel like, well, why can't I at least have the option to play? If my internet's out and I can't play Diablo 3.
I see that. But to me, I'm playing it on my computer and my computer's online. Frankly, if my computer can't access online, in my brain, my computer broke. All the functions that make my computer awesome are now
guys,
done.
Guys, this is no longer 1993. Internet access is pretty much everywhere. If I'm not connected to the net in one form, either my computer or my smartphone or my watch or whatever, I'm freaking out. I require it. You know, let's get to the real reason why people want an offline mode, quite honestly. Cheaters, hacks, and pirates.
Oh my.
Cheaters, hacks, and pirates.
You really think so?
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's face it.
What is there to gain taking a single-player offline game and hacking it
gamer
so you're
EP.
God?
Look how big my EP is.
But that's not EP.
Yeah.
I mean,
It's the same reason why 20 years ago people were buying Game Sharks and Game Genies. You know, it's like, you can play by yourself still, by the way. This is a misconception. There's not a single-player option. Yeah, there is. You just turn off people's ability to join your games.
You're playing by yourself. You're still in the fire.
I've turned off quick join when I play with my husband. It is completely off.
Yeah, let's face it. Yes, it's DRM. But you know what? If you're using Steam, you're already using that said DRM. You know, you're used to it. It's nothing new.
But if you know you're jeopardizing your WoW account, your Diablo account, your StarCraft account, all at the same time, by doing a bot, it's going to make you think twice. Exactly. And personally, I kind of like that aspect. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize Aludra. And nobody wants to jeopardize the WoW account because you know what? That is 6 years right there, all being jeopardized at once. And you don't want to do that. So I guess I see the botting complaint. You know, I can't bot because now I got to jeopardize my WoW account.
Again, like you said before, first world problem. Not
right.
A big deal.
Give us a reason to not want to bot. They're doing a very good job of making this something that I can do and not feel the need to bot and not feel the need to rush so much. I'm having fun. But did you guys think that there were any actual issues with the game?
Yeah, there's always some issues. And there's some like a short list of stuff that I have Blizzard to kind of deal with and fix. One of the issues that it has is that it has it in WoW, but it's not in Battle.net in Diablo 3. That cool little flavor text thing you can put in, the little status update. Like, I'm not wearing any pants. Kind of like, I kind of miss that, and I want that back.
Me too.
Other issue, the basic characters, the archetypes you're giving are great, but I'd really like to have some kind of character customization. You know, it's like you build a monk. You have a monk that looks exactly like everyone else's monk. I want it to be a special snowflake. I really do.
Even something like body types. I mean, it's great. It's fun.
I want a female monk with big boobs.
Hey, I want a female monk with big boobs. What's wrong with
Another aspect of the customization I think that I kind of do miss, I do like the rune system. I like the way that there are less buttons, kind of. I'm fine with that in a sense. But, you know, where WoW kind of the skill trees are kind of getting meh, you know, because it's all, oh, adds more crit to your attacks. Like, that's no one, who cares? In Diablo 2, you were actually picking your abilities through the skill trees. And you were creating very unique, different builds. And actually, in Diablo, there were build sets out there. Like, you could be a cold source, you could be a fire source, or you could be an enchantress. You know, if you were a necromancer, you could be a summoner, or you could be a bone mancer. You know, like, there were all these different specs. And when you made your character, you could pick different ones. And in Diablo 3, it kind of takes away from that whole idea and just kind of, well, you're all the same. You all have the same abilities. But if I do miss just picking my abilities that I want to use and building a class, you know, that I want out of that. So my biggest complaint with Diablo 3 is the fact that because of the way Diablo works, you have this system in place where you go from checkpoint to checkpoint or from one quest to the next, you know, and the game is designed around this cool feature that all the dungeons are random and you start at a certain point when you log in and you go through and then you can start over at that same point again and do the same thing, but it's a randomized dungeon. Problem though is that since this game does require an online connection, if I get booted from the game at any point in time, I have to start over from the last stinking checkpoint. And let me tell you why that sucks, okay? Okay.
Kephas, tell us a story.
Well, I like friends. Stories. There was once this time.
No, okay. I won't do my horrible Deckard Cain voice. But
it's better than mine.
Right. I finally make it to Diablo. Okay, I'm at the end of Act 4, about to kill Diablo. First time, he kills me. Okay, no problem. Rez, go back, start over. Second time, I'm about to kill him, right? And he's got about a 10% of his health left. His health bar is like a little bit left. The game lags. Diablo stops moving. I'm sitting there attacking, nothing's happening. And then I get, you've been disconnected.
Okay, well, this
on
is my,
Diablo fight, okay? On Diablo, the last fight, I was almost done with normal mode, and I had to start all over again, and then I killed him. But still, I had him beat already, and it was, there is a little bit of frustration.
Well, maybe he disconnected you. Maybe he right. was like, nope, Kef, you can't do this. I'm going to do everything I can. Oh, look, boop.
To be fair, the game has been laggy, and it has been kind of like, they've been taking...
I've been booted.
They've been taking servers off and on again, off again, to probably deal with this. It'll probably get better. Odds are it will get better.
It better get better.
It will get better. But yeah, I do kind of see the request for an online mode a little better now. Because I've lost time too. There's all these exploration achievements and stuff, right? But you can't autosave without hitting the next checkpoint. And I got booted once and I lost like an hour of exploration.
Rollback sucks.
Yeah, I was and I was pissed, of course. I mean, who wouldn't be pissed?
No, I can see it. And, you know, I got some friends who play in Australia, and there's a known issue in Australia. You can't play multiplayer at all.
Ew.
It boots you out. Some regions in Australia cannot play the game in co-op mode because as soon as someone joins your game, you're booted out. Wow. So, I've got friends who are saying, hey, this is ruining the game for me because I can't play with my friends. The game is still good. I'm playing it by myself, but I'm missing out on the camaraderie. I'm missing what everyone's talking about. And I really hope that Blizzard takes and fixes it.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, like I says, not everything's perfect. Not every diamond is flawless.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it is that segment where we try to cherry pick what it is we liked about this game and be obnoxious.
I want every game to be the same.
No, yes. Let's see. What's our every game to be the same list?
Of the list that we've got, I'm going to cherry pick it and goes, playing with your friends no matter what level you are.
Yes.
Get this done. Well, we best want feature. This so bad.
Right.
You know,
oh, God,
you guys were playing earlier today. You guys are like low teens, and I started off with a level one player, and I was able to go in there. Yeah, I died a lot. I mean, I died an awful lot. But I was I caught up, and I caught up fast.
Yeah.
That goes hand in hand with the ability to redo quests, guys. Oh, well, I should have taken this other reward, or I really like the story here. So I'm going to go back and redo this quest line. Brilliant.
Yeah.
How about you, Kef? Anything that you want to throw in there?
Yeah, one of the other ones to add to the playing with people at different levels, not only does it help people who are low levels, but if a low level person starts the game and I, as a high level character, come in and help him, I'm basically just rushing him. Like, I'm not gimping his experience or anything. You know, it's
that's
nice
so
that.
Brilliant.
Oh yeah, it's great. Along with that though, is the loot system. In Diablo 2, we used to have hacks called Picket because everybody got the same loot. And if you were in an 8-person game and an item that you want dropped, you needed to have a robot that is much faster at clicking than you get that crap for you, because there's no way you're going to be fast enough to get it yourself. So you kind of had to hack because everybody shared the same loot table. In Diablo 3, not a problem. Me and Link and Illusion can all be in the same game, killing the same crap, and we all get our own loot. And we can then share that loot with each other. So we have triple the chances of getting more loot, technically. Mm-hmm. And it's our own loot, so no fighting over loot. It's
yeah, wonderful. I love it. I love it because it's like with Link, again, level 1 comes in, and when he gets to the point where we are, we're like, oh, hey, here, have this, have this, have this, have this, have this. And he's like, he's decked out in blues and yellows in no time. And you know what? It's not hurting us. Because this is stuff we're going to sell or DE or whatever, store for later anyway. And along with this personal loot, I'm loving the fact that nothing is soul bound. I can sell it. I can wear it, then store it. I can wear it, then give it away when I outgrow it to someone like Link, who's come in to my game and goes, wow, that looks really shiny. I go, here you go, kid. It's on me. You know, it's awesome. I'm loving it so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's also the port to your friends, the banner thing. That'd be great. Like, you know, having some kind of buddy system where you go into an MMO and, you know, you have a low level. It's going to take you freaking forever to get to whatever level your friend might be in. Oh, well, you know what? Click on my little banner that you can click on it and you're there, instantly there. You know, not yep. institute it with like a 5-man or a raid, but just like if you do like a buddy thing where you're playing. Exactly. That would be great.
You know what? Even in a 5-man or a raid, I like the fact that we have a Hearthstone that never has a cooldown and then no real downtime. I mean, do I wish I could expand backspace? Sure. But the fact that they were like, no, bags are going to be this set size, but hey, no cooldown on anything, it makes the entire experience less painful.
Yeah, it does. Everything is much more fluid than I've ever seen in a game like this or in an MMO, and they can afford to, you know, allow us to have that. It doesn't take itself too seriously. You know, it's still challenging. It's a hard game. You know, normal isn't that hard, but just wait. It gets hard. And yet, it still doesn't take itself too seriously. It makes all the infrastructure, the things that you have to, the hoops that you have to jump through to get this done are few and far between, and it allows you, as Link is saying, to have more fun, and that's what really matters at the end of the day.
Well, I had posted this on Twitter a few days ago, and that, you know, yes, launch issues aside, Diablo 3 is something that so many games have not been for such a long time, and that is Diablo 3 is fun.
Fun.
Yes,
yeah.
It is there so has been much fun. That's why I'm coming back to it all the time.
Yeah, so many games out there almost becomes a chore. They've lost the fun element. This one brings it back, and it's refreshing. It should be refreshing, and the fact that it's like, why does it take something like this to bring back the fun into a game?
Right. Absolutely.
Well, now and then, you kind of just need that refresher, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there are expansions coming, you know, like, you know, yeah, Skyrim is a great game, and you can spend 300 hours playing Skyrim. I guarantee you, if you get into this game, you will spend weeks of your life playing Diablo 3. I guarantee it.
Yeah, from what I hear, there's like some kind of special thing that Blizzard's working on for Battle.net, which is, I believe it's the Battle.net Arcade, where players like you and me can create our own mods, like, for instance, like in Skyrim, or like little mini games or whatever using. I don't know if it's going to be Diablo also, but I know it's definitely going to be StarCraft, where you can create a game using those engines. And dude, sign me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It'll be interesting to see where they take, where Blizzard and gamer community kind of takes Diablo.
It's definitely a great game. I'll be honest, guys. I think I want to add this to probably one of my favorite games I've ever played, without question.
It might make my list as well. I mean, just the fact that I'm playing with friends, I can jump into Kef's game and I can see something outstanding and amazing that I am not prepared for. But the fact that I can share all these things without impacting my personal game, my own quests, it's just awesome.
Yes, it is.
All right. I think we can all agree this game is a huge success. So, that's our show. We hope you liked it. If you did, send us an email. If you did not, send us an email. We've been plugging our emails all freaking show. You can email us collectively at geekbebop@gmail.com. If you want to email us individually, well, we're just going to have to listen to the show and write it down. Follow us individually on Twitter. The show is at geekbebop. Link is at linktheris. Kephis is at the Kephis, and I am at Aludra_AIE. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good night. go kill yourself some demons.
Screw you all. I'm playing Diablo.
Now I'm going to go play Diablo 3.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, me too.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.